Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sanders.
It works for me at the East County.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup coming your way here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Man, having a great day today, talking all things Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Today has just been a great day already in the first hour, talking about, man, all the great stuff that Captain Rollo's is doing. And, man, like Frank said, we got to make sure to talk about fishing because there's some great fishing that's going on right now. And with that said, we've got a lot of that coming up. We got the catch report coming up. Just a great show and a great day, Corey.
Absolutely. Lines are totally lit up right now, but you can join us later on here, 213-432-1090. Or you can definitely currently right now text us via the app. Text the show is a one-way deal, and make sure you do leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, we're giving away a couple really cool things. Not only, Rick, a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing are we giving away, and like I said, we'll figure this out, who's getting what or what, you know, text or call or whatever. But then Frank has jumped in with a $200 certificate to the Shogun.
How cool is that?
Yeah, right?
So both a caller and a texter are going to win a mega prize. We're just keeping in line with this December Christmas time. There's some amazing giveaways going on. And
before we get into the fish report, Rick, I want to read a text that just came in to the show during our top of the hour commercial. So you can text the show, you know, via the app. You got to read this because there's some pretty touching things happening, right? So it says, good morning, all. Carolyn and I are honored to call today's guests friends and recognize the contributions you all make. We have watched the hard work Mike and Tim have contributed over many years, and certainly Frank and Steve's role in all this. In honor of their contribution of friends of Rollo and in memory of Rollo, who unfortunately we did not know, we would like to contribute $500 to Friends of Rollo. And that, I guess we can say, is from Bob and Carolyn.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Good job, guys.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you.
That's the kind of things we're touching today.
Yeah.
I had to get that in before.
I love it, man. I'm glad you did. That's awesome.
That was a good catch.
No doubt about it. Well, if you want to get through and join us today, it's 213-432-1090. That's how you get us on the phone. Or like Corey said, send us a text via that Let's Talk Hookup app and make sure you include your contact info. So if you win that killer prize, whether it be a trip on the Shogun or a trip on the Liberty, we're able to get it right back to you.
And the catch report, Rick, is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. And with Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone, on your mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
All right. Well, hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for that FishDope.com report. We got Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy, standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Corey, Mike, Steve, Frank. Man, you got the all-star crew.
Yeah, all right.
For sure.
Yeah, today's a good one, buddy, no doubt.
I love that. And you guys are just talking such good stuff. I personally never had the opportunity to fish with Rollo, but I always made a point at the shows to go up and say hello. The guy had the most amazing capacity to make just everybody feel good. What an amazing man. Nice to see you doing what you guys are doing here. So here we are. Got to talk a little bit about fishing here. So we were out mid-December, coming up on mid-December. We had a little touch of winter this week. We had some northwest wind and big swell on the outside. And now a lot of that's backed around to northeast along the coast here. I was just looking at the Anna Kappa webcam, and ugly. Big northeast blowing up there by the islands there. So no fishing that way for a couple of days, doesn't look like. In Santa Monica Bay proper, still some signs of squid around. Sample of that tanker-grade sea bass is on it. I think the big one this week was 65 pounds. That's a real deal. And good bass fishing with the squid on the deeper structure spots up there. And same with the spots down on the Horseshoe and on Huntington Beach proper. You know, bass are biting. It's the water is cooler, but it's been stable. And that's the main condition here for wintertime bass fishing. And it's interesting about the water conditions. You know, the temps are holding up surprisingly well for this time of year. The two buoys that are right off of San Pedro usually are 59 and 60 degrees by this time of year, you know, with the wind we've had especially, and they're still 63, 64. So maybe we're starting to see some of that uphill push from our developing El Nino scenario down below us, but 63, 64 at this time of year and stable keeps them bass biting for sure. Over at Catalina, we had some midweek weather and swell, and but it was bracketed by some very good catches. Sea bass early in the week there, really good fishing. And halibut here the last couple of days, man, they're biting. And it's interesting that for several years, we had a real scarcity of good wintertime fishing at the island. I mean, it just go to sleep, and nothing really started happening until springtime, when in years past, and you know, I'm talking quite a few years back here, we had really good winter fishing on sea bass, you know, January, February, well, December, January, February, on big ones and deep water there. So hopefully we'll start seeing some of that. Kind of starting to feel like it's bouncing back into that mode. And then offshore, you know, I didn't have much at all to say about offshore because there just wasn't much coverage. But, Frank, your summary of what Aldyar and the guys out there in the Polaris Supreme found, holy cow, man, that's headline news there. I think it was 38 before dark, 37 up to 150 in the dark, and I'm guessing that's in pretty ugly weather out there, too. There's some wind and some swell
said
still.
The weather was really
that's a hell of a catch.
Nice weather.
That's great,
man. What awesome fishing. Well, Mark, certainly plenty still to be had even here in December time, from on the beach to off the beach. It's still steady going. What's going on there at Pacific Edge?
Oh, buddy, you know, it's standard wintertime stuff in the tackle store, that's for sure. Guys thinking about Christmas, but the big news is all the bait tank stuff. You know, we're crazy busy. We had a little lull like we usually do in the fall, slowed down a little bit, so we're only 2 months behind. But we're getting really busy, and we've got some new stuff coming. We'll have some pictures here in another week or two, probably. So we'll be letting you know, and going to make it easier for you guys with the 17 and 18 foot skiffs to have the perfect little baby bait tank. We're building something just special for you. So
sounds pretty darn cool.
Good call, buddy. Well, Mark, sure appreciate a great report as always. Glad to hear things are going so well. And if somebody wants to get one of those great bait tanks or all the great info at Pacific Edge, how do we find you?
We're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And, you know, I think the Chevron guy must have been listening to this report. He's down like a dollar in his gas prices.
And still a dollar and a half like more than Summit.
Anyway, yeah. Phone number at the store, 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much. Great report, as always. Well, boy, while we're waiting for Marcos to get rolling on, you mentioned Summit. How about that for a Captain Rollo grand raffle prize, Mike?
$2,000 worth of gasoline from Summit. And the way the top 30, or the way the 30 prizes get awarded, we draw the first 10 numbers in order, set them aside, and then those 10 people get contacted, and they get to select from the top 10 prizes. So if you don't live in the San Diego area, you might not
want San Diego.
Sure. And so you don't end up with something you don't want. So that's how we do that.
I would almost not want the task of having to have your pick of $2,000 in fuel from Summit, a trip on Royal Polaris, a trip to Katmai, Alaska, a trip to Cedros, your own charter with Captain Benny Florentino on Coastal Charters. I mean, like an adventures in camping, Eastern Sierra's full camping trip. That's one of my favorite trips of the year, to get to go up and experience the Eastern Sierra in a luxury trailer that they position right on side of a creek, where you get to go fish trout out your back door. Like, how on earth worth do you pick amongst those? How about $500 to Dana Landing? You to buy rod and reel? Like, how do you pick?
All I know is that's a good problem.
You're damn right it is. Well, while we're waiting for Marcos, Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Oh, let's do it, man. So much cool stuff. How about Chuck? Chuck calling from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, guys. What a great time to be a fisherman still, and it's December, huh? Well,
take
you
it.
Know, the numbers of kids just astounding, you know, let alone you had a chance to win something really cool. But, you know, when you get the hook of teaching the kids, it's an addiction. You know, I saw Taro hand his $1,000 outfit to this kid he didn't know, taught him how to throw the jig. The third fish, the kid reeled, and then he handed it to his sister that was reluctant, taught her. And what a trip, you know. And then 2 weeks later, runs into him, I think it was Santee. You remember that? We talked about it on the air. But it's such a great, I'm a little out of breath.
Yeah, it's all good. Well, like you say, everybody's involved, and everybody's so excited to see it. And you brought up a great point, you know, Captain Taro, just like Captain Frank, everybody's so into watching the kids go fishing. And I'm with you, too. Without hesitation, $1,000 rod and reel with a yellowtail on the other end of it. Couldn't be happier to hand it to a young kid. And the memories that it makes is just it's lifetime stuff. Chuck, appreciate the phone call very much. Always appreciate you and all the support over the years as well. Appreciate it. Had a great text come through. This is, good morning, guys. I'm currently on the Dolphin as we speak right now, heading out for some deep water reds. There's been some great fishing. This boat is a big-time Friends of Rollo supporter. As you all know, I love that Captain Rollo. I love what Captain Rollo does for all the kids. Another way to support Captain Rollo is by going to the next SD Beer Fishing Team raffle, which is on February the 4th at BNS Brewing in Lakeside. They have great proceeds that go to Captain Rollo's. It's a growing raffle every year and a lot of fun. That's from Sean in Blossom Valley.
And the guy that puts that on is Kyle, formerly with I think it was Alpine Beer. The coolest guy on the planet, and he doing this then writes a check and gives the majority, if not all of that, back to Captain Rollo's KNC. And Steve, you had
no. I mean, I try and bring Ben to every one of those raffles, and
yeah.
Kyle starts weeks before buying gifts from all of the tackle stores.
Yeah,
gets some donations, but there is legit stuff out. I mean, there's Hobie kayaks, there's Traeger grills, like it is. It has done so well, and you know, even down to the raffle ticket, you write your name on it, so it's just Steve Pinard won or whatever,
yeah.
Instead of 3-6. I mean, he does such a great job. I can't recommend it enough. It even if you just want to go out and do a raffle, yeah, to win all this tackle, it's all good tackle.
I almost hesitate in telling the story because I don't want to do it wrong. But if I believe how his story worked, is they started with their original money, they went out and they bought raffle tickets, or they went out and bought fishing tackle, they sold raffle tickets, and they raised. Let's just say they put in $1,000 and they made $1,500. Well, they donated $500 to Rollo, then they took the other $1,000 and they went and bought even more stuff, and they got some donations, and then so the next time they had their big raffle, they earned $2,000. So the next time they write a $1,000 check to Rollo, and they spend $1,000 buying stuff, and it has just continued to get bigger and bigger and bigger over time. To now they have literally thousands of dollars worth of prizes. They write a huge check to Rollo. Then they go out and they support local tackle stores. They've gotten big enough that they're now getting great donations. And it's just a cool social gathering, raising money to send kids out fishing. He doesn't get anything from it. Just a really cool, just another great way to support.
He spends a lot of hours on it.
He gets a lot from it.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right.
It's a lot from it. It's a great,
a very warm heart.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah,
so when does he have those, Steve? He has them at BNS. I know that in Santee.
Yep, and it's a fun spot, and you know the brewery's open. You get a drink and a beer and everything. I think there's some food trucks out front. But
Sunday,
it's usually the first. It was at one time the first Sunday of every month. I want to say does it. You know, he'll do a couple months and then take it off. But what would they say? February.
February 4th. So Cliff from Blossom Valley.
And that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right next to the Santee Drive-In. That's that will no longer be there.
Yeah.
Well, the phones are packed up. Let's keep it rolling.
Oh, how about Doug, our good friend of Montebello? Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering on the price of the tickets and the limit a number of tickets. How do you guys come up with those numbers?
Just when we do limited entries on some of the things, I think he's just curious how it's decided, you know, when you've done fun promotions where, hey, there's only going to be 200 tickets sold, and so that's that. I think he's just looking for some behind-the-scenes baseball on
the fun that you guys have. There's no science to it. There's no math to it. What we do is we look at what we're trying to give away. We look at the goal. We set a goal for how many dollars we're going to try to raise on a particular promotion. And there are times when we limit it by time. Like in this particular case, the drawing is December the 24th. And so we're right around the corner. This is for the Rala Rod we're talking about. So that limits itself. We don't have to put a finite number on how many we're going to sell because we're going to run out of time. But other things like, you know, we say we're only going to give 100. Well, obviously, there's a reason to get people to say my odds of winning are quite good if there's only 100 people in it. And so we just try to base it on how much we think we're going to raise on a particular promotion. And we usually are, you know, we have 2-3 promotions kind of brainstorming all the time. I spent an hour on the phone yesterday while driving with Tim Baker, and all we did was kick around ideas. And quite often, you know, at the end of the conversation, we go, you know what, that's just not going to work. And we scrap it, and we just start over the next time.
I love what you guys do, because there's not an event that you don't feel like you're in the running. There's so many raffles and things like that where, again, Frank said it best. The win is the fact that your money is sending kids fishing. That is the win. You win right off the bat. You win by donating to a great cause. But let's be real. If we can get something great out of it, hey, well, that's awesome too. Everything that you guys put together, you feel like there's a shot, because it's either a short window of time or there's a limited number of tickets, or in the grand raffle prize, there's so many great prizes. You know, I mean, that list is huge, that all of the things, you really do, you have a shot. You know, you hear all the people on Real Elite talking. Frank?
What about the fact that it's a 501c?
Right off
the bat, there's... You got a tax-deductible
donation.
And the time of year, that it's a good thing you brought that up, Frank, because we're right at the tail end of the year here. If anybody has money that they want to contribute at the end of the year, get a tax receipt, we are open to any amount, and we will gladly get you a receipt out in a timely manner so you can turn it into your tax guy.
Yeah. You know, we got Marcos. Yeah, how about that? We could continue on with the fish report, Rick.
I like it. Marcos, yeah. We got Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing on the line. What's up, Marcos?
Marcos.
Good morning, guys. Hey, talk good about me today. The boss is on the show.
Yeah. You know, Marcos, I would like to say the most excellent catch reporter I have ever seen. I mean, fantastic. Always up-to-date information. Knows what they're biting, where they're biting it. Operates, you know, out of the one of the greatest landings that's ever been created ever. I mean, just what more can you say?
The only thing I want to hear, Rick,
second best tackle store in all of the round. I mean, like, it's just awesome, you know.
It's my all right, talk to you guys next week.
Mission Bay. How's that work, Marcos?
Checks in the mail. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Well, enough with the BS. How's the fishing?
Well, it's definitely, you know, like we talked about, slowed down here. We made it to December before, slowed down a bit. San Diego's hauled in. They're going to start doing bow work there. But new C4 still getting out on those half-day trips. Very good rock fishing on those deep-water rockfish trips. Yesterday, 29 anglers had 170 rockfish, and that's kind of been what we've seen. So very good fishing there. Some nice weather right now, at least inshore here. Polaris Supreme checked in this morning. I don't know if Frank talked about it yet, but from their two-day trip, he started off the morning, ended up with 76 bluefin on the boat for, you know, starting day two there. Most of those fish, about half the fish were in the 40 to 50-pound range. They had a few fish in that 100 to 150-pound range. So really good fishing on those two-day trips. You know, it's unfortunate we don't have any other trips scheduled to go out there, but if you know, maybe keep an eye on that site. You never know when you're going to see an opening on there. Maybe you can sneak out and Polaris Supreme sneak in a trip there, and I know they got their schedule up through next year. Check and see if there's an opening. So a little short on the report there, but we are going to be running those half days. We're still running those 8:30 to 2 trips during the week on the weekends, and probably a couple extra days over the holiday period here. We're going to run those both morning and afternoon, 6 to 11:30, 12:30 to 5:30. The morning trips, definitely fishing deep. The afternoon trips, depending on conditions, he may fish for bass and other shallow water fish. He may fish offshore, so definitely keep an eye on that. Check the website, c4thlanding.com. full schedule up there for those trips. You can make reservations straight online. You can always give us a call, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. Come visit the Rock Hard Rick official Best Landing in San Diego. Check out the tackle shop. Get some presents for yourself, for the fishermen in your family. We have gift cards. We have tons of gear in the tackle shop there, and we'd love to say hi to you guys.
Great job, Marcos. You know, one thing I do want to say is when we had Captain Mike from the Tribune on, we had several callers asking about Colinette trips and how, you know, back in the day there was lots of options on going to Colinette, and with bluefin fishing, it's been harder and lesser boats doing that Colinette thing because you got to get the maintenance in sometime, and the bluefin has been biting so early. And the one thing I want to say is if you look at some of the social media posts coming out of C4 Sport Fishing on those deep water half-day trips on the new C4th, you would swear those guys weren't Colinette. I mean, big reds and all the big assorted rockfish, the access to deep water that hasn't been in years, what those guys are catching is fantastic. So guys that were really into doing those freezer fillers and getting some great, you know, fish taco fare, man, go half-day fishing right now. It is really, really good. Like it's sliding in under the radar, and I don't think people are realizing how incredibly good the half-day deep water rock cod fishing is right now.
And you get to sleep in your own bed at the end of the day.
It's all good. Well, Marcos, the single best catch reporter in the history of Let's Talk Hookup, sure appreciate you doing all that you do, and we'll look forward to another great report next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that, Marcos.
That was a good one. Hey, that's brought to us by Norsk Lithium Batteries, and they're here in Southern California. Designed specifically for marine use, Norsk Lithium features prismatic cells for an extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health of the charging status by using an app on your phone. Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries, which are becoming more and more popular, Rick. And make an investment in the best boat, Norsk Lithium. Check norsklithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Anglers Inn. Anglers Marine, excuse me, for your Norsk Lithium batteries.
Good call. Hey, the phone lines have been packed since the start of the show. First time we've had an opening. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. It's open right now. Your opportunity to win one of two amazing trips. One lucky caller or texter is going to get to go fishing on board the Liberty. It's a full-day trip at a Fisherman's Landing. Another lucky caller or texter is going to win a $200 gift certificate to go fishing on board the Shogun. Amazing times. I wanted to read a really fun text. Good morning, boys. What a studio full of legends you have today. I'm curious, did Rollo cut his teeth fishing on half-day and fishing pinhead trips like a lot of people do? Could you please have Frank give us a quick origin story on where Rollo came from and how he got started in the sport fishing industry? I would sure love to hear. Thanks for everything you guys do, Rory and Lakeside.
Rollo actually started at Hermosa Beach and Tackle. He worked for Jerry Morris for several years before he, as a freshman in high school and through high school. And then he came to San Diego and went to work for Dean Adams as a cook on the Cortez.
Get out of here.
Wow.
And, you know, we were one of the sponsors for that boat and Dean. And then I was talking to Rollo, and the season was over, and he said he really, really would like to come over and work on the RP. And I said, well, we have our chefs. I said, I'll do anything. And so he came over as a deckhand, and the rest is history.
That's wow. Awesome.
So that's how all that happened.
I remember Rollo was always such a great teacher. You know, my dad and I, we would do one fishing trip a year. That was the big thing, and we would do a five-day trip on the Royal Polaris every year. And you know, now being a dad, like I get to see that, you know, how much work my dad put into it. He went fishing half as often because he always took me with him. You know, and so instead of getting to go twice, he got to go once, and we would always do a trip on Royal Polaris or sometimes. times on the Shogun, but I got to fish with Rollo at Guadalupe Island, and you know, I mean, I got to do all of the things, the stories that you talk about, him taking somebody that was a lot younger and lesser familiar, and you know, I knew how to fish a little bit, but not the finer points that people start to learn the advanced things, and he took me to the bow, and this is how you cast a bait off the bow and fish a bait up here, and I remember getting to catch a 60-pound yellowfin tuna at Guadalupe when we didn't have a lot of big fish, and that was like every bit of every part of that is like etched into my mind, and he was such a great teacher and just a really, really good dude, and I think that there couldn't be a better person to run this name this organization after, and it's a really cool thing. He was so great with kids, and that's just a memory that I have so burned into my mind of getting to fish with him and fishing with my dad, and it's really good.
You know, he also had the greatest sense of humor. He used to sleep in the bunk right above me, right? And I'd be, we'd, you know, say a night bite. He'd always do this or say something like this, like just after a night bite or something, and we'd both gone to bed, you know, and I'm half asleep, and he'd go, "Frankie, Frank." He said, "When I was a little boy, my daddy never spanked me. Would you spank me tonight?"
always had some.
Oh, just such a sense of humor.
Or another one would be sitting. I remember at the Benitas 10, and all of a sudden the door slams open. You can't help but wake up, and you look, and there's Rollo standing there holding two white sea bass, both about 40 pounds apiece.
Inside the wheelhouse.
Oh, inside the wheelhouse, right at my door, holding both of them. "Frank, they're biting!" And I get up, and there's three more besides those two on the bait tank.
Oh,
no, he's awake.
Everyone's asleep. They're just that. I love it.
Oh, my God, such great stories for sure.
Even this one, you know, the rule was, you know, if you're up at night and you're on night watch, you fish. If you're down at the islands, you fish, because who knows when you're going to get a night bite. And because of that, I always used to sleep on the freezer. You know, that was for several years. I'd sleep on the freezer.
In the outside.
Yeah, on the outside, because you'd be worried about somebody not... You know, crew member hooking a big fish, and who's going to help it?
Sure.
Who's going to gaff it?
Yeah.
And sure enough, screaming like mad, and I barely heard him, and I come running down the ladder in my skivvies, literally, no shirt on because it was warm, and Rollo's screaming at me, and we gaff one over 300.
Wow. No way. No way.
You got a picture of that?
Oh, no. Who would take it?
I just want it to be known that I know that I work for the right guy whose rule it was that if you're going to be awake, you have to be fishing. Like, that's the right guy to be in charge of our Fisherman's Landing organization. That was the rule. Like, if you're going to be up on watch, you damn well better be fishing. Because there might be one swimming by. I love it.
Such cool stories. And to know that the legacy goes on with Captain Rollo's kids at sea. And, I mean, if you're hearing these stories how do you not want to donate? I mean, can I purchase this book?
They are all for sale.
Okay.
Yeah, and if we run out, I'm going to print more. So,
do I write my name, and do I have to go through all that?
No, like, all you have to do is tell me that those are yours, put your first name, I'll fill them out with a label maker. You don't even have to get writer's cramp putting your name on all of them.
Done. I bought this
after
book.
You give him the $200.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I love it. Good job, Corey.
We're going to be right back on Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the 2024 Hall Family Shows. The first show is the Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, January 25th to the 28th. This is a new date for this world-famous show and California's largest outdoor recreation event. The second show is the Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 15th to the 18th. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. And finally, the Bart Hall Boat Show, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Fairplex in Pomona, California's premier boat show with acres of every kind of boat and marine accessory. We want to thank our sponsors, Progressive, Mammoth Lakes, Accurate Fishing Tackle, Convict Lake, Okuma Fishing Tackle, Ram and Jeep Vehicles, Shimano, Costa, Daiwa, the Southern California and San Diego County Ford Dealers, Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, John Petty, the Angler's Custom Goldsmith. We'll see you at the shows.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, having so much fun in studio, and those callers and texters that are doing so today, 213-432-1090, have a chance to win not only a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, which would be an awesome prize, but Frank has thrown in a $200 certificate to the Shogun. How about that?
That's so rad.
So one going to a texter, one going to a caller.
I love it. With, you know, you had mentioned, Corey, a couple of times, you know, how guys participate in winning the very special Win Rollo's actual fishing rod, the Yo's custom-built fishing rod.
So cool.
One more time, Mike, give us the number to get a hold of Tim if somebody wants to get their book of tickets. And
hang on, he's finalizing the
purchase. Oh, yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
I didn't want to step on top of you getting it, you know, getting in the way for it.
I think we just sold the winning ticket.
Right?
All right, it's 951-264-7382. 951-264-7382, and leave Tim your name and phone number slowly so he can call you right back, and he'll get your tickets for you. And you don't have to buy a whole book of tickets if you don't want to.
Right.
You buy whatever amount of tickets you want. But if you want to be entered in the special drawing for the rod, that takes 20 tickets. But any amount of tickets is helpful, and we appreciate it.
And I know if I happen to win this rod, it's going straight to Frank. Frank has, we won't talk about it, but he's got a really cool idea for the rod and if he wins it.
Let me try and catch a yellowtail first.
Exactly.
I want to catch a yellowtail. Like, that's the reason that I participated the last time and the reason I'm participating again this time. Like, how cool would that be to tie on your favorite old 7X and a rod and cast that thing at a spot of yellowtail and come tight on a rod that belonged to Rollo? That's, you know, I'm doing that before I hang. I mean, that's a cool piece to hang up and admire, you know, in the den, in the office, in the garage, whatever. But, like, I'm putting a yellowtail on it well before anything else happens with it. That's for sure.
Okay, but here's the question. Would you fish a newel reel?
I almost think you have to, right? I think you have
well,
to.
Well, I think you would, too.
Yeah, I think there's got to be a 338 strap to that thing with some 40-pound mono and not an inch of Spectra on it, just straight 40-pound mono tied to the lure. I think you have to.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool.
I agree.
That's really, really
so
cool.
You know, we talk about all this fundraising and raising the funds for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea and taking all these kids fishing. But the other end of it is super, super cool, and I have to read this text.
All right.
It's four times longer than it really should be, but I can't help but not read it. It says, hey, guys, I love the show. I've been an elementary and middle school math and science teacher in Escondido for the past 8 years, and seven of those years, only because of COVID, friends of Rollo put us on the water out of the Oceanside Sea Center, and having been fortunate to have been taken then 400 kids, of whom had never been fishing, and all but a handful who had never been on a boat. I want to tell you how grateful I and these kids are for the experiences. So many first-time events happen. The kids squeal seeing Garibaldi before lunch, the sea lions, blue herons, the egrets, the gulls, the cormorants, and the sardines or mackerel at the bait receiver. Out to sea, they completely freak out when they have dolphins riding on the bow. This year, the kids went nuts watching U.S. Navy hovercraft scream across the beach at Pendleton and crash into the waves and then drive right by us. I cannot tell you how many kids tell me, that was the best field trip ever.
That's so cool.
Many kids develop a newfound interest and even love of the ocean and a result of these trips. The kids cannot wait to be one of my science class because they all want to go on the trip. Howard always makes it easy for us. Have a great holiday season, guys. And this comes, he says, with much gratitude, Mr. Ryan. How about that?
That's awesome.
Right?
So,
really cool.
I mean, we're talking about raising funds, and we're talking about all the cool end of it. I had to read the text. It was probably five times longer, right?
That's great, man.
But taking those kids fishing, it's so heartfelt. I mean, buy a book of these right now. I mean, and how do you not? I mean, what Tim's number? 951-264-7382.
You know, one more thing I'll mention. We have also an automatic deduct donation option. If you go to the RolloKids.org website under donations, there's an option there for you to put a credit card or a debit card in there, and you can designate how much you want to give each month, and it comes out. And I think about it this way. If you only donated $12 a month, first of all, no one's going to miss $12 a month being added to their credit card or coming out of their checking account. $12 a month. You're taking two additional kids on a trip each year. You keep that rolling, and you will take a lot of kids fishing over a course of time, and you'll never feel it. If you give 25, 30, 50, 100 a month, whatever you want to budget, and you can cancel it at any time. But there's not a more painless, easy way to make donations. And at the end of your year, whatever you donated is deductible. It's an easy way to go.
That's another Mike and Tim thing, man. Of course. Why would you not do that? Oh, what a great idea. Everything these guys do is so – that's awesome. And again, you sign up for that just right through the website. You go on right now.
I mean, literally, you could do it in 30 seconds.
Like you say,
RolloKids.org, click on the donation link, and it's right there. You fill it out, and you're done. And if 3 months from now you say, you know what, I don't want to do this. I want to buy raffle tickets instead. Cancel it.
Yeah.
You turn it on, you turn it off.
I love it. Hey, phones are getting packed up again. If you want to get your shot to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Let's jump into them, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Hills? Hills calling from Ventura. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Hills.
Good morning, guys. I did get to meet Phil Poole at Fred Holland.
That was a serious display of some North Island military force there.
Wow. Man, that's inspiring.
Thank you for closing the door, and that didn't help much.
That was something.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Sorry. Take two.
We are definitely not far from North Island, and something just took off real fast. Hills, good morning. Sorry about that. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, no worries. Okay, so starting over, I met Phil Poole at Fred Hall. He inscribed his book, Fisher Cut Bait, for me. And then I got to meet Frank at Tackle Day a couple weeks ago, and I always wanted to meet Frank, and that was a real good thing to me. And then I called Frank years ago and said, hey, are you going to write a book after Bill has his biography published? And Frank said, hell no, I'm not done yet. I'm still fishing. But but I'm really enjoying the stories about Rollo because I did not get to meet him. And, I remember Rick, I think, was the one who said, Rollo always said, fish tight drag, but not stupid tight. Does Frank have a story about that?
Saying, yeah. Tight, but not stupid. Yep, very, very true.
Hills, great call, buddy. Appreciate the phone call and the fun sentiments, man. Sure appreciate you joining us. Again, that frees up 213-432-1009. Another fun text came through. It said, good morning, guys. Great show this morning. My question is to Frank, Steve, and Mike. When and how did you guys get the fishing bug? Thanks for all you do for the industry. I absolutely love Captain Rollo's. That's from our buddy Jeff Roberto from Sushi on a Roll.
Oh, for me? Yeah, I was 3 years old, catching my first mackerel on the Newport Pier.
Pier fishing started to everything that we have now. I love
Absolutely. Yeah. Night fishing for squid on the pier. Then there was always, the favorite little fish I used to love to catch on the San Clemente Pier was the Salima at night. They're cool looking, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not familiar with a Salima.
Oh, they're just they look like a herring, except they're brownish, and they got brown stripes right down the side.
And I know exactly. And their mouth is more of a bass. Okay. Like it looks like a bass mouth.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
Super cool fish.
How about you, Mike?
I think my first ocean fish that I remember catching was in Long Beach Harbor. They used to have a little dock there next to the bait receiver, and some neighbor took me when I was probably 7, 8 years old, and I would have called them tomcod. I'm not exactly sure what they were. All I know is that bait receiver was full of anchovy, and every anchovy was one of those fish, and you could fill a gunny sack full of them if you wanted to. Of course, my mom wasn't that thrilled when I brought home half a gunny sack full of them, but that was the first experience, and then I fished out of Redondo Beach on the barge. They had three barges at one point, and so that's where I really learned how to ocean fish. I cast. Learned how to cast a jig and catch bonita. Every once in a while, we'd see a yellowtail, and I didn't catch it, but the first bluefin tuna I ever saw was on the barge.
On the barge?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought it was like a world's record bonita.
That's cool.
But it was a bluefin tuna.
Wow.
So that was my first experience.
How about you, Steve? What caught the bug for you?
I grew up in Boston, so it was a lot of cod fishing, so it was like diamond jig down at the bottom. there was just no live bait. I knew nothing about it, and then I moved out here in my early 20s, and Ken Frankie, I had my captain's license. I don't know how I got hooked up with him, but there was a six-pack boat, the Retriever, out of Islandia at the time, and he took me under his wing and just showed me, I was like a little kid. I knew nothing about live bait fishing. It was all new to me going to get the bait, to how to hook it and everything else. And then, you just keep going. So
when you were back in Boston, were you cod fishing just like Ben is now, like at a real young age? Did you start?
I don't remember it all that much, but I look at the pictures and I was younger than Ben is. So I'm guessing 8 or something, like 7 or 8. Yeah. Might have been younger than that. Yeah. And then we caught a lot of bluefish. That was like, they're an oily, mackerel-y type fish or whatever, but, I was hooked back then for sure, and then obviously I had to relearn an entire new fishery out here.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Pretty cool stories.
Yeah, no doubt, yeah. Corey, for sure. Well, why don't we jump back into the phones?
All right, how about John? John Cone from Wilmington. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, John. Good morning.
Good morning. I got a question. You might have covered this on the Nook batteries. What type of battery charger and what amperage is required to get those up to 100%?
Well, there might be somebody in here that knows.
Well, it's going to depend a lot on the charger that you currently have. Most of the more modern chargers, like within the last 5-6 years, if they will charge a gel battery, they'll charge a lithium battery. So you wouldn't have to change anything. But depending on whether you're talking a small battery to maybe run an electric motor on a kayak, or whether you're talking about mounted inside your boat, there's a number of great chargers that are out there that will handle both lithium and gel batteries.
the more modern chargers that have options of, you know, a lead acid battery, a gel battery, whatever, if they don't specifically mention lithium, is a gel setting virtually the same or at least appropriate enough to use?
I have been told that if it has a gel setting, it will work fine, fine with the lithiums. But as lithium becomes more mainstream,
we're going to see a lot
you're going to see a lot more stuff coming out. And I believe Norsk, they just told me this week, they're going to have some additional chargers in their lineup next year, which will answer this question. Right now, they're referring off to other companies that make great chargers,
sure.
But they're going to have their own as well. As they expand and grow, remember, they're a East Coast company that really got in this business because of ice fishing, and they have gravitated out to the West Coast, and they're doing a bang-up job. Their stuff's selling very, very well, so they're very interested in growing the business.
I was blown away. That's our wintertime boat project, is we're going to switch our boat over to all lithium batteries. Like, I'm a big believer in everything that they said, and I think that it's an investment in the beginning. You know, you're spending twice as much for a product, but it's going to last four times as long, and there's so many other benefits that come along to it, you know, better life and better charge, and we can shut things down and stay quiet and keep pumps running, and I love it. I can't wait. It's our wintertime investment in the boat.
All the weight you're leaving behind.
Totally.
Yeah.
Ricky, you would be probably the exception, but the majority of people that we're talking to about these lithium batteries, it is almost a lifetime investment. They're going to be able to move batteries from the boat they own to the boat they're going to own.
For real, yeah.
Because the batteries are going to last that long. These batteries are guaranteed for 10 years, but they have 4,000 charge cycles. And that doesn't mean go out and fish half a day and charge them up. That's not a charge cycle. It's all the way down, all the way up is a charge cycle. So it might take you two or three trips for one charge cycle. They're going to be good for a minimum of 4,000 charge cycles. I don't know many people that could say that they're going to do that
That's crazy. And 4,000 is just the number that they put on it. He said the reality is it'll probably be double that, but you got to state that somewhere. Like, that battery is going to last longer than the motor that it's starting.
Yeah, and I know already, just in the short time I've been involved with them, I've already seen situations where people spend the money, they invest, they put the batteries in, and then they decide, oops, I'm going to get a new boat. They're just going to take the batteries out of the new boat, put them in the old boat, take their batteries, their Norse batteries, and move them into their new boat, and off they go.
Pretty darn cool, man.
They're phenomenal. They really are.
Yeah, it's definitely, like you say, it's the way that all things will be going. There's no question.
By the way, I don't know where the caller is calling from, but Anglers Marine in Anaheim is extremely knowledgeable about this, as is the trolling motor doctor in Lakewood. So.
Good call. Hey, phones are still packed up. Let's do it, Corey.
How about Sean? Sean Cohn from Lomita. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. Always excited to hear about Friends of Rollo. I am a special education teacher, and I am kicking myself every time I don't set up field trips. So I am going to do this, and I want to get it involved here at my elementary school and over at my son's middle school, because I know he has a math teacher that's into taking field trips. Just want to say what a great idea it is. And what can I do? So the suggestion is at least 30 kids. Is there an age? I'm thinking fourth graders like 9 and 10 and fifth graders also. Would that be good?
Yeah, we'll take kids from any age. You know, we don't typically take the real young ones. But right. If we can get into that, you know, 6, 7, 8, up to 16-year range, that's typically where we are, you will find the process extremely easy.
Yeah.
Like I said, everybody says, what's the catch? There is no catch. You go to rollokids.org, fill out the form, send it in. Howard Coolidge will contact you, and when you're done talking to Howard, you'll say, that was so easy. He makes it really easy.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Howard works as hard as, I don't know about as hard as you and Tim, but it's a passion for him.
Oh,
he loves it.
There's no question about it. He loves it.
There's nobody that's involved in this organization that doesn't work hard for it, for sure. And it's easy when it's something that's this cool.
Right.
Really cool. Hey, great call, Sean. Appreciate it very much. Another fun text come through while you're talking about kids and the age that Sean thought was appropriate. It says, what is the best age, in your guys' opinion, from seeing so many children going fishing over the years, to get your kids started to go fishing on a charter boat. That's from, what is the best age to get going on a charter boat? That's from Cole, who is texting in as an 8-year-old.
Wow.
Huh. Cool. I would say on a charter boat overnight, first of all, I think on half, I would say 6 to 8 for a half-day trip, three-quarter-day trip. And then I would say anywhere from, depending on the size of the youngster, 8 to 12 for sure. Mm-hmm. And I would say probably any 10-year-old, I don't care how big or how little, can make an overnight trip on a charter boat and have a great time.
I like it. I appreciate that very much.
That's a great call.
How about we jump back into him, Corey?
All right. How about Kevin? Kevin Colm from Pacific Beach. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to reflect. I remember when this incident happened with Rollo. It was really sad. It's been a while, and it's amazing what's happened since this time. Everything's evolved from it. And I always buy tickets and stuff. I haven't been lucky win anything yet, but I definitely give it the cause as far as that goes. I go to all the events, everything, from all the landing, the shows and whatnot. But I'd like to reflect back. David Bacon, I would like to bring this stuff back. Out on Christmas here, I would volunteer every year. And I would go out there, I'd be at 4 in the morning, bring all the rods out. They'd cart them out, and we'd have to put the reels on, take the plastic off, package all the prizes. I was assigned be the guy that ties the lines. And there were so many kids there, and my eyes literally would be cross-eyed by the end of the day because I was tying this 8-pound test line, which is hard for me to see. You know, I'm 60 now, but this is, you know, a couple of years past. But I'd literally be blurry trying to tie these lines. I'd put on reading glasses. These kids, they'd go, they get caught on a piling, they break off, come running up so fast to get a new line on. They were so excited, and they'd all catch fish. They were so happy to catch just a mackerel or a sardine. And I don't know how David Bacon did that thing because there was no money received. There were barbecues, they gave away all these gifts, and how he collected that, I don't know, but it was all.
No, it was actually Kevin. He did such a cool thing, really, and it was actually Ron Baker.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. Ron Baker. I mean, if you're in this industry and you love fishing, you're passionate about bringing young kids into it, and it's an easy deal, right? I mean, it's just it comes second nature.
Yeah,
it does for sure. Hey, I want to remind you, this part of the show is brought to us by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli snacks, beverages, ice, and boating supplies. For your freshwater and saltwater tackle, you can also visit East County Bait and Tackle, plus the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. All stores are fully stocked and products. And from people who know it, Dana Landing right across from SeaWorld and Mission Bay, ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway in Mapleview and Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackles on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more information. And how long have you, Steve, had Lemon Grove open now?
At least a couple years.
A couple years.
That's awesome.
That's super cool. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk a Kapap, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Gamakatsu has always been the name in fish hooks, but now they're making a name in fillet knives. Custom designed Gamakatsu fillet knives feature G-grip handles for secure grip, built with 420 J2 stainless steel and a diamond-like carbon finish to retain the edge and resist rust. The Gamakatsu fillet knife comes in a variety of shapes and sizes and even comes with a durable sheath for protection. Gamakatsu also makes amazing everyday carry knives too. Get Gamakatsu knives at your local tackle retailer or at Gamakatsu.com.
Becomes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We've had such a fun couple hours talking friends are all. But there can only be, there's two winners,
two
right?
Two winners, man.
Go ahead and flip the coin, Frank, and we'll...
We already got the winners.
That quick story Mike told about Rollo would love to take a gaffe and slide it in the head
so
while somebody was taking a shower and get their clothes so they
didn't
have anything
to
come out of the shower.
Hey, ultimate prankster.
We've had so many cool stories today. Hey, $200 Shogun certificate going to Mike from Torrance. That was our caller, $200 Shogun. And a Liberty trip going to the young guy Colt from Long Beach, Texter. Super cool.
That's awesome. That's boys, great. What a great show. So much to thanks for everybody. If somebody wants to participate, somebody wants to buy tickets, friends are all, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Mike, give us the quick rundown.
Call 951-264-7382. You can also find more information at rollokids.org. That's the website for donations. And you can also send an email, win@rollokids.org. Send your name and phone number. Tim Baker will get right back to you.
Thanks, boys. Thanks to everybody and all the hard work for everybody at Captain Rollo's. We appreciate you, and we'll be back tomorrow morning. Another great show. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.